أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. In this surah, Allah Tabaarak Ta'ala takes an oath of time. And this shows that time is a very great thing. Allah Ta'ala only takes qasam of those creations of His which are exceptionally very great. And time is a great, great creation of Allah Ta'ala. And if we ponder a little bit into it, we will gain the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah, that Allah is beyond our comprehension. Allah is ma'arafnaka haqqa ma'arifatik. I could not recognize you as you are to be recognized. That Allah created a thing like time, and Allah Ta'ala gave us the measurement of time also. These are great, great ni'mats of Allah. It shows also the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Time is a great, great ni'mat commodity which has to be used and not abused. We are not. We have to use this time correctly. One is a person just passes time, and one is a person commits wrong things, harms in his time. He does those things, smoking cigarettes, for example, which later causes such great lung problems for the person. Uses drugs, for example, and it causes his total destruction. Alcohol, all this is done in time, all to his total detriment and his total destruction. As one person had said, that people say that if you smoke, the other people also are harmed with the smoke. But with alcohol, if you drink, others don't get harmed with it. So as if he gave the reply, just go and stand at the emergency ward of the hospitals, and you will see how many people come in because people were drunk and they killed others. They accidents that were made, liquor is not only limited to the person who takes it, but the whole society also suffers from it. So in any case, Allah Ta'ala says, use this time, otherwise, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرَ مُقَرَّرْ إِنسَانْ تُوْتِ مِهِ. That generally, that mankind is at a great loss. That if we don't use this time, we don't use it correctly, man is at a total loss. Just a few aspects in our practical lives to understand that how man is in a total loss when he goes according to his own understanding, he does not use time correctly. For example, a person getting married, he prepares his home, his bedroom, his whole home, furnishes it because I'm getting married. And he goes out of his way, he exhausts himself, he uses all his money in order to make up that home. As soon as he's married, he's gone for a honeymoon. He prepared all this for his comfort, for his enjoyment. Now he's gone to some place where he's just got a hotel room where there aren't all the comforts which he prepared here. So this shows that at what a loss. Man thinks that I'm very clever, he prepared that home so well. But now when the time to use it properly with his wife in the privacy of his home, he goes away to some hotel, to some resort. Similarly, throughout a person's life, a person earns and he makes up his home all the time. He makes, he tries and furnishes it properly, he upgrades it all the time, he does a lot for his home. He spends all his time, money, but when he gets the time to use it, a holiday, he gets off 3 weeks holiday or whatever, then instead of now using it, now he's again gone away to some resort or where things have, he finds that I forgot this at home. Where he finds the bed is not comfortable, where he finds that when he reaches there, he has arrived before time, the room is still not available. Now he has to sit and wait for it, whereas he spends so much money preparing his own home, his own bathroom, his own bedroom, and when time came to use it, he goes away and he goes somewhere else. A person, for example, the whole week he works hard. Now he gets the weekend, he can stay at home and he can enjoy that home. He decides to go for a picnic. And for the picnic, he takes some tinned food, for example. And there he forgot the tin opener, and now he's battling to open the tin. And he feels this is enjoyment now, that I'm enjoying this. And for a holiday, sometimes he goes to some place where he lives in a little tent or in a little hut. He prepared his house so beautifully. He spent so much money. Time to enjoy. Now he goes and lives there in the felt somewhere, and he feels this is great enjoyment. So man is in total loss. At the time of getting married, for example, the girl, the bride-to-be, she goes for her hair, to make up her hair at night. That whole night, the bed that she has got comfortable, she doesn't sleep, her hair will get spoiled. The whole day she sits, whole night she sits up in the chair. And what was that hair made? Just some blowers blowing her hair this side and that side. She could just have used her own fan in the house and do it. And she pays an exorbitant amount for that. And now she's totally exhausted. Just with some tablets she keeps herself going for that one day of her life. A most enjoyable day, her day of nikah. And that also, now she's just suffering. The night of marriage now, what real enjoyment can a person have? Whereas in the correct Islamic way, or just that natural way, any person, a logical way, it is such a simple and straightforward thing. There are so many other aspects where when man does not follow the commands of Allah and man does not appreciate this great ni'mat of time, he brings nothing or but destruction to himself. And the saddest part is, he thinks that I'm very bright and very, or I'm a person very advanced, and I know what's happening, and I know how to manage my time, and I know how to handle my time. Whereas that person is totally opposite. A person who doesn't know, and he thinks he knows, is a very, very sad case. A person who doesn't know and knows he doesn't know, that person hopefully will learn and go to somebody. But today, as it is said, what can we tell the person who knows? He knows everything, but really he knows nothing. He knows no benefit of himself also. He knows no benefit of anything else. A girl, for example, she becomes an air hostess. This is a great achievement for her. And the family is also proud. And what is an air hostess? That she goes and serve other people. Whereas she could serve her husband, she could serve her children, and with honor she could stay at home, the same work, serving here, but now she goes and serves strangers. And how many will want to flirt with her and will do all other things with her? But that is progress now. A woman can stay at home and do her husband's work at home, whether it is even his office work or something, but that is being backwards. But when she goes out with other strange men, she's in her office and doing the same work, but now for other people and in a strange office, that is now great progress. This is all the loss which man is going through. And there is no end to this list, but man thinks that he is wise. The only wisdom is that when a man stays at home, when a woman stays at home, a woman, Allah has made it naturally, psychologically, biologically, every way, that her place, a daughter, as long as she's in the daughter of, she's in the house of her father, she's a princess. When she gets married and she goes to the house of her husband, she's a queen there. And that is how Islam has kept her. She will be looked after as a princess and she will be looked after as a queen. But she prefers to go out in the corporate world, etc., where she's misused, where she's ill-treated, where she's humiliated, and she feels that is now her achievement. And the tension that she has to go through, she has to see to her house also, her children also, and she has to see to herself also. A woman who stays at home, her wardrobe is completely different from that woman who goes out to work. She earns more money, but all that money is going in her cosmetics, is going in her wardrobe, and there is hardly anything she has. And the sad part, now her little baby that she gave, which is her heart, that babies are hard, but there are those cases, as soon as she gives birth, that baby is gone to a crèche, that baby is gone to a nanny, and the mother doesn't see the first step the child takes. The mother doesn't see the first smile the child takes. She's deprived of all that, and that nanny, with whatever habit she has got, and what her background, her beliefs, her way of life, that is how she's going to bring up that child, which is your child. You, it was your amanat, it was your bundle of joy, but that also today we are deprived of, and yet we think we are so progressive. So we are, Allah says, man is in a total loss. And then what to say of this loss at the time of mort, when a person will see it clearly in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah protect us, if a person goes to Jahannam, he will know fully what this loss is. On the other hand, what Allah has chalked out for us, yeah, in this surah, four beautiful institutions Allah has given us. If we adopt that, man in this worldly life will be at peace, comfort, enjoy a wonderful life. At the time of maut, even much more greater. In the qabr, even more greater. On the day of Qiyamah, and what to say in Jannat forever and ever. So Allah has given us that life. Allah make it that all of us can understand this is the route to go and this is the way to adopt. May Allah give us all tawfiq.